Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, the week of July 29th is Video Royale number 27 for Superior Livestock. They'll be selling on Monday from Fort Worth, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 29th. Then Wednesday through Friday, July 31st to the 2nd of August, will be broadcast live from Winnemucca, Nevada. 177,000 head of cattle will be offered on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, cash cattle interest is expected to remain sluggish through most of the day as asking prices and bids still unavailable, and it may stay that way until probably late today, maybe tomorrow. Now, light to moderate cash cattle trade could develop in the south by tomorrow. It's possible. Now, futures trades expected to be mixed, but the firm tone early in the week could continue. Traders continue to assess short-term resistance levels in live cattle and feeder cattle trade. If contracts can break through last week's highs, the potential for increased underlying buying will significantly increase. Now, moderate buyer support's developing in the hog trade this morning, as traders add to the market rally seen the last 2 weeks, with nearby contracts posting aggressive gains, and as traders move prices away from summer lows, the focus on follow-through support continues. Although technical support remains strong, the generally unchecked market rally is creating greater opportunities for a market correction. On the grains, the wheat markets are higher, trading in sympathy with row crops and trying to recover from Monday's brutal sell-off. The price action saw September Chicago wheat fall to the lowest level since May, with the declining trend channel very evident going back to the June highs. Winter wheat harvest has turned the corner for home with 69% of the crop harvested versus 57% last week and a 79% average. Cash traders continue to suggest growers have sold around 30 to 40% of their hard red winter wheat crop off the combine, although that figure should rise to 50% by September in an effort to make room for fall. Higher corn prices overnight, although they pale in comparison to the sell-off posted last Thursday and Monday. Monday's trade saw December corn fall to the lowest level since early July, as traders appear rather comfortable with the current forecast and soil moisture profiles heading into a drier stretch. Soybean prices are mostly higher, ticking just above Monday's low, but remaining inside the previous day's range. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
August live cattle was up 85 cents yesterday, 108.45. October up 65 at 109.15. August feeder cattle up 220, 142.17. September up 262 at 142.42. August hogs down 65 cents, 83.22. October up 27 at 79.20. Kansas City wheat, September up 4 cents, 433 and a quarter. December up 3 and 3 quarters at 452 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September up 3 and 3 quarters at 491. December was up 3 and a half, 502 and a half. September corn up 2 and a quarter, 424 and a half. December was up 2 and 3 quarters at 429 and a half. August soybeans up 2 and a half, 890 and 3 quarters. September up 2 and a half cents at 896 and a half penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.